就他当他写到何处惹尘埃的时候，哇，那个眼
That
泪
is the
流出来，
ultimate. That is the ultimate. Because
哇！
originally it was empty. Where can the dust align? So if you understand the two stanza, 神秀 and 慧能, you look at how 慧能 actually tear apart 神秀's poem. Actually, 神秀's poem is not that bad, but he has not awakened. He has reached the what we call the gate of enlightenment, but he cannot cease his mind to realize it. That's why the fifth patriarch knew. He said, not bad, he said, this stanza you all can actually follow it. Yeah? And it will develop a lot of understanding too, and also what we call parami too. So he asked the monk to The fifth patriarch asked the monk to actually recite it and learn from it. That one is actually at the stage of the Theravada tradition's cultivation. He said the body is like a Bodhi tree, San Ru Bodhi Su, which is very true because, like the Buddha said, he got enlightened underneath the Bodhi tree. So our physical body, since you realize, is like that Bodhi tree. We are from that physical body, he can cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness. Kayanupassana, Vedananupassana, Cittanupassana, and Dhammanupassana. That's why he say our body is like the Bodhi tree. And the Buddha also mentioned very clearly, he said, this body of ours, he said, when you are mindful and aware, you can contemplate it, develop the mindfulness of it, along with mindfulness and thought. He proclaimed the world, the cause of the arising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path that lead to the cessation of the world. Means Sanshu knew what the Buddha was trying to explain, that the physical body, this phantom-like body, along with perception, mindfulness, and thought, I proclaim the Four Noble Truths, the world, the cause of the arising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path that leads to cessation. So he knew this is the four foundation of mindfulness. So he said, our physical body is very important, which is very good. Then he said, our mind, it's like a mirror bright on a stand. Ah, that one, he got it wrong. Well, that is the mundane mind. He has never gone beyond the mundane mind. That's why he cling on to that mind. Then he said, we have to constantly, continuously polish this mundane mind until it shine so that no dust can align. So to him, this is cultivation. So this is like the Theravada level cultivation. He actually followed the advice of the Buddha, avoid all evil, do good. But he doesn't understand what purification of mind is because he didn't develop the mindfulness, the daily mindfulness. So to him, he only maintained awareness or that type of mindfulness according to him. He didn't develop the stability of daily mindfulness. He didn't know how to relax, maintain awareness, silent everything, because he hold on to the wrong mind. Means he want to be constantly aware, ever mindful, but not knowing that this constantly aware, ever mindful is a silent mind that is silent to observe and to awaken, not to do things, not to look at duality, defilement. Not to every time want to maintain that alertness, that awareness, so that no dust can align. Means like polish until it shine, until that mundane mind, nothing can come near. Means you are caught in duality, one-sided duality. So the moment Huineng hear the stanza, the boy, he knew, he has not realized the true mind. He doesn't understand what the true mind is. That true mind is the silent mind, that true nature within. So he came out with another poem to tear him apart. Then because of his wisdom, he said, Bodhi Peng Wu Su. Bodhi, enlightenment, is not a tree. It's nothing to do with concept and all those things. It's an awakening. It's a wisdom. That's a Bodhi Peng Wu Su. That Ming Jing Yi Fei Tai. He said that is not the true mind. The true mind has nothing to do with the mirror bright understand. The true mind is just that nature. Then he said, within that true mind, originally there was no duality, no word. Ben Lai Wu Yi Wu. So if you have realized that nature, that it is the unconditioned, it's just that nature is not a being, it cannot talk, it don't have word, it don't have concept, nothing. That's why originally it was empty. Ben Lai Wu Yi Wu. There was nothing inside that where you cannot talk about it. You cannot describe it. So that was the true mind. 本来无一物,何处惹尘埃? Then how can the dust and light? That the dust come about through your mundane mind that create the duality. When you create duality, then dust arise. Wholesome and unwholesome arise. Defilement and non-defilement arise. So when you are caught in this, then like the stanza that the Buddha spoke, imas min sati idang hoti, imas min asati idang ahoti, since you didn't understand. That one talk about duality. He said, when this arise, that arise. That is what duality is. When you create a opposite, means defilement, means automatically, whatever is not defilement is wholesomeness. So you want wholesomeness, you don't want defilement. But both of these are duality created by the mundane mind. So how can you cultivate this way to cease it? You can't. When you create one, the opposite automatically manifests. That's why imas means sati, idang hoti. When this arise, that arise. Then the Buddha continued, he said, imas mean asati. When this ceases, that ceases. Means when you don't create, both the duality never exist. That's why Huineng knew, originally was empty. If you don't create, where can the dust align? And that one bring about profound understanding and awakening. That's why when the fifth Pitya read that, he knew since he was not ready. And he straight away went to the kitchen and looked for Huineng and told him, of course, the way they talk is like camouflage. The words are camouflage. Then Huineng knew that the fifth Pitya invited him to come over to hand him the patronship and all those things and the final teaching means the mind seal. So at the middle of the night, Sun Gun, he went and see Hong Ren, the fifth patriarch, and received the patronship, the bow and the rope, and also the insignia, the teaching. So that's how that Six Patriarch Platform Sutra becomes so meaningful and so beautiful. And my nature can understand this straight away. The moment I heard that poem, nobody taught me. Nobody described and explained it to me before. No teacher, nothing. The book also never write like that. But my nature awakened and I knew what that thing is. That's why it's so beautiful. So when originally there was nothing, where can the dust align? Means do not be foolish. Do not allow the mundane mind to create duality. Then do not hold on to things. Do not give meaning to things. All this pertain to the mundane world, mundane existence. Within existential world, reality exists. Life exists. Living being exists. All this exists. But when you realize profound emptiness, when you awaken, all this within the unconditioned doesn't exist. That's why in true emptiness, there is no such thing. So this is the profound meaning. So you should reflect, contemplate, and go deep into it and develop your own understanding. So initially, it's like what you have gone through, like, wow, so beautiful. Yeah. But you should reflect and contemplate until you can come out with your own understanding why it is so beautiful and how, when later on you continue to have the dialogue with the fifth patriarch, the exchange of words are so beautiful. Yeah. So the profound understanding of that true nature is very beautiful. Yeah. Then it clearly explains what the mundane mind is and what that true mind, that true nature is. And that type of conversation between two enlightened beings, only the enlightened one can understand, can awaken. So hopefully with this detailed explanation, yeah, more and more people can develop the understanding and the contemplation to go into all this. Then more and more people can develop the understanding to later on share this beautiful teaching. Mm.